Hello, and welcome back to the third season of Secrets in Nature.
Welcome back. My name is Lexi, and that is Rachel.
I'm Rachel.
I'm so happy to be back.
Yeah.
I could cry.
Could you?
I won't, but I could. The thing is, I could.
I'm excited. We already recorded one episode, so it's not technically like our first time back, but it's fine.
Well, we recorded an interview, and the interview is to come. Stay tuned for that. We have a couple interviews that are coming before the holiday season, so stay tuned. But for now, it's just the two of us, and this is going to be a fun episode.
Just the two of us. We can make it if we try.
When I hear that song, I think of a person like dancing with their cat on TikTok. And then really? I tried to make that TikTok with my cat, and he wouldn't have it. He would not have it.
So I guess we should catch up with what we've been doing while we've been gone for like 2 months.
What have we been doing? Nothing juicy for me.
I wrote my sub down because
I knew I would forget. Do what I always do, and I didn't. I always have like an update, a life update in the Google Doc ready to go, and I don't today. So you go first and I'll ponder while you go.
I have like new obsessions every month, so right now my current one.
Is it estate sales?
No.
Oh, that's one of your obsessions this month.
Like, I've always liked estate sales, but this is actually new. Okay. I've gotten into investing.
Oh my God, like, you and everyone else, sister.
No, like, I'm obsessed. Like, all I do is listen to like podcasts and YouTube videos about how to invest. And now I'm buying stocks.
I mean, that's good. That's a great thing to be into. It's very beneficial.
I know, but it's like so fun, even though it's like really time consuming.
I have like a 401k. I have a Roth IRA, but I don't know anything about like having like the Robinhood app on your phone and like investing like that, like and doing things with it every single day. Like I just like put my money in a place and don't look at it ever. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, you have a Vanguard account.
Yeah, that's my 401k.
So you just open a brokerage account. I'm not the person to teach you. I'm too new to this stuff. I will give you. There's this one girl that I watch her YouTube videos, and she's really amazing at explaining things. Her name is Rose. I forget her last name.
I want to hear a woman explain it to me. Oh, yeah, all I like, do is listen to men explain it to me, and I want to hear a woman explain it to me.
Yeah, she's amazing. And she even did like she has a free PDF of like every step you need to like take in order to like figure out if you should buy a stock in a company.
Honestly, getting a 401k was the most adult thing I've ever done. But that's the extent of my it's not even knowledge. It's just that's the extent of my participation, I should say.
Yeah. Well, there's like you don't have to buy individual stocks. There's other things you can do that are easy. You can just do a direct deposit. And you don't even have to like worry about it.
Wow, that's a very interesting thing. I was not expecting you to say that, so thank you.
Yeah, well, I did go to business school. Just kidding. I didn't learn anything about stocks in business school. Oh, I've also gotten back into my Depop. I was feeling uninspired for a while. And if you don't know what Depop is, it's just like Poshmark. You just sell used clothes. But I would say it's more like vintage clothes than Poshmark. I feel like Poshmark's newer stuff.
Plug your biz while we're here. No shame.
It's r.l.vintage.
Wait, my whole family at Thanksgiving asked me if you were still doing Depop. and I didn't think you had started again, so I was like, no, I think she's taking a break. The pod is just, you know, all her big priority now.
I did take a break because I was feeling uninspired, but then I went to an estate sale and it was just like two big closets full of vintage stuff, and I was like, oh my God, I can go to estate sales and find stuff too. Mm-hmm. Cause like Goodwill is just so picked over. Like 5 years ago, it was so easy to find cool stuff. And now it's really hard.
Cause everyone goes thrifting now, I feel like.
Yeah. But now I'm just going to laser my focus on blouses specifically instead of everything. Cause it was just a little overwhelming. And I love blouses.
I'll have to check out the collection.
Yeah. I need to upload stuff today. Yeah, that is my update.
Oh no, I'm out of time to think about my update. I feel like I gave all my updates during our Halloween episode.
That was like a month ago.
What have I done since then? Oh, I went on a trip. I went to an island and it was amazing and beautiful. So that's good. I got to jump off a 50-foot cliff, which was the highlight of my trip. 10 out of 10 would recommend. We literally were coming home from an excursion. We are going back to the hotel from an excursion. And the cab driver, like, casually, like, pointed out the window and was like, there's a cliff that I love to jump off of with my friends. And I was like, pull over. Like, I begged him to pull over. And, of course, my mom was like, what are you doing? Like, you're not doing that or whatever. And I was like, no, I have to. And my boyfriend and I both jumped off the cliff. And I got to swim with sea turtles.
Ooh. You didn't show me any pictures of that.
I didn't get any photos of them whatsoever. I didn't have my phone with me. I left it in the car. But that was also really cool. I've never been that up close and personal with anything in the ocean before in my life.
you swam with dolphins.
Oh, that's true. But that's, like, organized. Like, they, like, take those dolphins and say, we own these now, and put them in their pool. Like, these were, like, just, I just went in the ocean where there happens to be a lot of sea turtles. Mm-hmm. So that's my update. As far as hobbies and my financial life and my professional life, I have no updates. So.
Yeah, same.
But we're back with this. We're back with season three. I feel like that's something to be said for.
Yeah. So should we get into what this episode's going to be about?
Yes, we should.
Well, it is the season of gift giving, so we had to make an episode about it. But of course, we care about the environment and we care about people. So we're doing gifts to give people that, you know, are not from companies that exploit their workers and destroy the environment.
So consider this your guide to sustainable Christmas shopping from Lexi and Rachel.
Yes. And I know there's people out there that buy all their gifts last minute, so I'm sure it'll help some people.
Yeah. This, I feel like with the last minute gifts is when you, like, turn to Amazon and stuff. So hopefully this inspires you to start a little bit earlier. A lot of the stuff on my list is not very expensive. It's pretty affordable. I would be lying if I said I didn't already shop, like, most of these things I'm about to say for my friends and family. So hopefully it's helpful. Hopefully it's inspiring. And I'm excited to get into it.
Yes.
'Tis the damn season.
No Amazon.
I'm Taylor Swift. Oh, I actually got a lot of inspiration, like my list. I got a lot of inspiration from The Good Trade, which I talk about all the time on this podcast. Mm-hmm. But they have full sustainable shopping guides for both him and her on the website. And they also just have a ton of other helpful articles that we can put in the show notes. That's where I got, I would say, most of my inspiration from.
Yeah. And it's also, as we're recording this, it is Small Business Saturday, I'm pretty sure, right?
It is.
I think so.
I've never heard of that. Is it just like a thing after Black Friday now?
Yeah.
If so, I'm living for it.
Mm-hmm.
And these are all small businesses on my list.
Yeah. If you don't care about the environment or workers' rights, but you care about the economy.
There you go.
Small business is the backbone of this economy.
Something for everyone in this episode.
Yes. Oh, my God, I love that as we're doing this, I'm getting notifications from ASOS. 80% off. Everything.
Oh my God, I saw the funniest tweet yesterday. It was like, I'm really sorry if I missed your email. It was lost somewhere between, hey gorgeous, 80% off of this, and Alexa, do you care about gun control? Like, those are like the spam emails you get. I thought it was funny.
It's so hard to, like, control yourself, because these, like, companies, they pull out all the marketing tricks, and it's, like, kind of manipulative, like the constant notifications and emails and pop-ups.
And now that our phones and shit listen to us, I swear to God, I'll mention some kind of website or product that I haven't spoken of or thought of in a really long time. And as soon as you say it, you get an ad for it on Instagram, or I just see it somewhere, and it's absurd.
Or, like, when they message you or email you and they're like, oh, extra 20% off, already marked down stuff. And you're like, damn it.
Well, even my aunt at Thanksgiving, my aunt told me that she was going to buy this pair of boots, and she purposely left it in her cart and didn't check out, like, hoping they would email her a coupon if she waited long enough without buying it. I wonder if that works.
Yeah, I'm proud of myself. I didn't buy anything yesterday on Black Friday.
Me either.
I bought stuff on Thanksgiving, but it was gifts, so it doesn't count.
Do you want to start? Do you want to kick us off?
Okay, so the first place, which I think is just the easiest place to go to for gifts, is Etsy. But you have to be careful, because there are people that do, like, drop shipping and order stuff from China and then just send it to you. So they're not actually making the item. So just be careful about that.
I feel like you can tell when the thing is like going to be handmade, like, or made to order. That's what I'm looking for. You can tell if the thing's going to be made to order or if it's going to be coming from a warehouse where there's a ton of them, because like it'll say like 50 left in stock or something when you click on your size. Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah, you can also just look where it's shipping from.
That too,
if it's shipping from China.
But like that's always a sign. I hate when, like, even on Depop this happens. Like I'll go on Depop and I'll click on my size and it'll be like, oh, there's 50 left in stock, and I'm like, I thought someone was reselling this, but like it's just mass, like they're mass buying them and reselling them, so it's really not the same.
Yeah. So just be careful about that, because it's kind of just, you might as well just go to ASOS and buy something at that point. It's no different.
And it'll be, you're paying more money for like nothing any better.
And like the whole point of Etsy is like you're getting stuff from people that put the love and care into the stuff they're making.
Yeah. Everything is an energy exchange.
Yes. So for a person that likes to cook or bake or just likes food, I have a couple ideas. First of all, I think food is a great thing to gift because it's not going to end up in like a dump somewhere. It's something they're going to consume and they'll probably use it. So there's like these really cute spice kits for different kind of rubs for meat and fish. There's quite a few sellers that have them. And I think they're so cute, especially for like a guy that likes, you know, cook meat and stuff. I feel like that's really cute. I actually got my dad one.
Yeah, because guys are so hard to shop for.
I know. I got my dad one. It has like 4 different glass containers of different spice mixes. And I think he'll really enjoy that, like cooking with it. And then I also have a personalized wooden recipe book. So just like the binder part, but it's wooden. And it's so cute. And you get like your name on it.
Aww,
it's adorable.
I love that.
I know. And then another one that I almost bought this for myself. I love dips. And it was like this 10 pack of like different dip mixes. And I was like, oh my God, that's a good dip. That's a good gift, because if you know someone likes dips.
I remember just like, I'm thinking of like who just loves dip, and the only person I ever think of is you, because I would go to your house when we were in like elementary school and your go-to after school snack was like chips and French onion dip, and that was like an everyday occurrence. It would be like, do you want cranberry juice, do you want French onion dip? That is what we're having, take it or leave it.
That's because my mom was also obsessed, so she just always made French onion dip.
So when I think of dip, I think of you.
Okay, maybe I'm the only person that likes dip, so you know what, that's a good gift for me if anyone out there needs to buy me something. Oh, also homemade syrups. I bought from a company on Etsy, and it was lavender simple syrup, and they have their own lavender farm, and it's really good.
That's so good. That sounds so good. Mm-hmm. And that can inspire somebody to start like making their own lattes at home, not going to Starbucks.
Yeah. And honey lavender. You
know, I would love that. Can you get me that for Christmas? I would love some lavender syrup.
Yeah. Honey lavender lattes are delicious.
So good. The coffee shop that's near me makes those, and it's so good. And also, when I think of Etsy, I don't ever think, I think of clothes and like personalized objects. I don't ever think of like cooking related things or food.
I spend a lot of time on Etsy, so I've just discovered things.
Good. That's a good thing.
Yeah, you don't even realize how much is on there, but there's something for everyone.
I do have here on my list, I didn't go into detail about like picking and choosing things from Etsy, but I did write that getting someone a gift card to a website that's like Amazon Prime but not, and Etsy was one of the examples. Or also, have you ever heard of Thrive Market?
Yes.
That's like another one. Just like do your research. Again, we'll put an article in the show notes with a list of Amazon alternatives. But if you don't wanna, if you find someone really hard to buy for, get them a gift card to a place that has everything like Amazon, but is much more sustainable. You're supporting small artists, small businesses, things like that.
Yeah. Thrive Market's a good one because they sell food and everybody needs food. So.
Everybody needs food. I like a lot of the things on this list aren't even objects. They're just like things that cannot really be wasted. That was what I was going for with my list.
That's good. Yeah, get like practical gifts.
All my family like listens to this podcast, so I don't want to give away what I got for everyone. I really want to, but I can't.
Just tell them not to.
So my first thing was getting someone an experience versus getting them an object or a product. So you could get them a membership or a Groupon to their local yoga studio. My family has done this for me in the past. Maybe they have an indoor rock climbing gym. My boyfriend and I tried this out and did it like a few times at the end of the summer. It's really fun. Personally, it hurts my hands a lot. I don't like the feeling of touching a rope, so I think I'm good with the couple times I went. But trying new things is always something that I recommend. Maybe like a cooking class. And one of the websites that I'll talk about later has like classes you can sign up for, and you can sign yourself up and sign someone else up, and like that's an amazing gift. And it's like little classes that you can do like virtually at home. In my opinion, an experience is the least wasteful thing you can get someone. And I have a lot of family members that I know would appreciate a gift from me, but they'd probably rather spend time with me. Like my grandparents or like my parents, like they probably just honestly rather spend time with me. So that is my number one thing for someone that's hard to shop for.
I like that. One year I did get you a Groupon to the winery. It was like a winery tasting.
Yes.
That was good.
That was so fun. You did get me that. And one time I took you to, one year on your birthday, I took you to get a massage. But a massage? Who doesn't want a massage?
Yeah, that's.
Get them a gift card to get a massage. My God.
A spa gift card?
Oh, yes.
That's a good one. Also, like maybe horseback riding. I always see Groupons for that.
Yeah, go on Groupon. Or we just went to the float spa. We talked about it on the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
The one near us in South Jersey does a Groupon. Just go and browse.
Yeah.
I guarantee there's something near you.
Laser hair removal for all your hairy gals out there.
Have you ever been indoor rock climbing?
No. Not. I mean, I've done rock climbing outside.
Oh. I just really wish I loved that. I totally was like, oh, I could get into this. Like, this could be like my thing. And first of all, it's like a cult there. Like the people there, they go there and it's like they're so serious about it. And you can tell that they're there all the time. But like, I hate touching ropes. My skin, like I'd rather die. After like 30 minutes, I'm like, if I touch this rope again, I'm going to throw up.
Wait, what rope?
Do you ever get that? What?
What rope do you have to touch if you're just touching the rocks?
Because, well, my boyfriend and I went, and you literally learn how to, like, belay each other. So you learn how to tie yourself to each other. And, like, he's climbing and I'm holding him. Oh. I'm holding his rope and vice versa. And then when they come down, the rope, like, goes through your hands and it, like, rips all your skin off. I'm not a fan. I'm sure I could have, like, built. No. I'm sure I could have built some calluses and, like, gotten tougher skin from it. But I just hate touching ropes.
Oh, does Cody like it? And now you just won't go with him?
He really liked it, but he also cut his hand on the rope. So I just don't think it's for us.
Okay, so what I also have from Etsy, or I guess you could get this from anywhere, is like for tea lovers. I feel like there's a lot of tea lovers out there. And you could get them different blends, but you could also make your own blend because a lot of places sell herbs, like just a pack of like one type of herb. And if you really put, I feel like it's so thoughtful to like put the time and energy into like figuring out what herbs go good together and what like make it flavorful and all that stuff and give it to someone. Isn't that nice?
It is nice. And I also, while you were talking, I went back to look because one of the like sustainable gifts under $50 for her articles on the Good Trade, they had a website called Arbor Teas that they attached, and you can get like organic tea samplers on it for, it looks like under $20. Yeah, this is an organic tea sampler with four different kinds of teas for $12.50. So yeah, for the tea lover in your life.
Yeah, you can either make your own, and if you buy them in bulk, you can make tea for like a bunch of people. And I also think what would be adorable is like a vintage tea set.
Oh.
Which you can find literally at any antique store
or even like a thrift store or Goodwill.
They're so cute. I think I have teacups, but no, I don't have like the matching tea. What is it called?
Teapot.
Yes, unfortunately.
But something like that, oh, that would be such a nice gift to give to somebody. Like, who's gonna just buy themselves a vintage tea set? Honestly, me or you would buy ourselves a vintage yeah. tea set, but it would also be a very thoughtful gift.
It would be.
Okay, so this is the website that I already bought multiple things off of for people that I know. I'm going to try to keep it not by the specific item. Cody doesn't listen, so I'll tell you guys what I got him from this website. But there's a website called Uncommon Goods that has so many adorable items. Some of it you could definitely never find in a store. And that's also the website where I said that they have online classes and activities that you can book for yourself or book for yourself and someone else. And like, just to give you an example, they have everything on this website and it's pretty reasonably priced. And I got him it's like a collection of hot sauces and it's like 5 different ones from all different countries.
Yeah, that's cute.
Like, again, men are really hard to shop for. Mm-hmm. So that's like something I never would have thought of on my own and I never would have found in a store.
Exactly.
So that is a website I definitely recommend checking out. You can even type in like gifts for insert relative, insert person.
I like the hot sauce one because I feel like, you know, when people are obsessed with hot sauce. So what'd you get me from there?
I can't tell you. It's like, oh, so yeah. So it's one of those. So like I said, they have like online classes you can book. But then they also have like DIY kits that you can like just get sent to your house. And you can like build something or make something. So
did I got you one of the DIY kit?
I did. I'm not going to tell you what it's for, like what you'll be making. But I did get you one of the DIY kits. And also my life philosophy, like this has been like this forever. Whenever I really want to buy something for myself, I buy it for Rachel instead. So like every time I get Rachel a gift, I'm like, oh my god, like I'm obsessed with this, and I just hope that she's obsessed with it too, because like I'm always like, no, I really want to buy this for myself, but instead I'll give it to Rachel. And that sounds like I'm just buying you things that I like. I also take into account what I think she would like as well, but I feel like we're into the same stuff. Yeah. And we would be like obsessed with the same things. So
like half the stuff in my room is from you. I'm running out of places to put, yep, the stuff you give me.
I feel like everything I got you is something you can use, not really a decoration this Christmas.
Okay, don't tell me anything else.
Okay.
Oh yeah, so I also have home stuff. I feel like buying people home stuff is really great because that's like a practical gift, especially if you know the person just moved into an apartment or they bought a house. So a good place to go and get this kind of stuff is antique stores, thrift stores, or estate sales. I just went to 2 estate sales last weekend and so many cool stuff. And a lot of it is like barely used.
Can you tell us what an estate sale is, since I didn't know until you told me last week?
It's basically just like if someone needs to sell everything in their entire home because they either died or maybe they have a second home and they moved, or they're downsizing, or maybe they lost their job. I don't know. There's lots of different reasons, but they basically are selling almost everything in the house.
And you told me you were going to one and you were like, do you want to come? And then I was like, I don't know what that is. And you explained to me what it was. And what's the first thing I said? I was like, oh, great.
Ooh, ghosts.
I said, oh, great opportunity to get antique things that might even be haunted. Double win. Bonus. Ooh, can you get me for Christmas a haunted doll off of Etsy?
No.
I want one so bad.
I refuse to spend my money on a haunted doll.
No, Two Girls, One Ghost like has the Etsy page that like is credible and actually sells haunted dolls. I really want one. Somebody get me one, please.
You can buy that for yourself. I'm not going to keep it in my house.
Okay, continue. Estate sales.
Okay, well, I was going to say, at this one estate sale, they had a Schwinn bike. They're like very expensive bikes. Didn't even look used. It was so cute. It was like $130 and they're usually well over $200. And I was like, that would be a perfect gift for someone. It's literally barely used, and if they needed a bike. So like, you never know what you can find at estate sales. And there's an app for it. It's called estatesales.com or .net or something.
And it tells you where and when they are.
Yeah. And a lot of them show pictures, so you can actually look to see what's there before you go. But there's some good stuff.
My next one that I have is that you could get somebody a wine subscription. And again, there's like a whole list of them on the Good Trade, but I picked the cheapest one and it's called WINC. So I don't know if it's meant to be like the letters or if it's just called Wink, but it starts at only $39 a month. And the bottles are the cutest wine bottles I've ever seen. So that's like, again, something that I would never have thought to get someone on my own, but maybe you're a mom. Is like a wine mom. Maybe your older sister is a wine mom. I don't know. But or maybe it's like a gift for somebody that, like, I don't know, like your boyfriend's parents. Like, they're always hard to shop for, right? So I just think that's a great plug-in for like the blanks on your list where you're like, I literally have no idea what to get this person. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah, wine subscription's nice. Even if like you don't drink wine, like, I always need wine to bring to other people's homes when they invite me there.
So. Oh my gosh. I know. I always need extra wine at home just because if I'm going somewhere and I can't show up empty-handed. And I was wondering, like, if you did get someone a wine subscription, I was thinking, like, would you, like, pay for their first month?
I don't know. Some probably sell, like, you can buy a 3-month subscription or something like that.
Yeah. And then that way, if they really like it, they can continue. And if they don't, then you got them 3 months of free wine.
Well, the next one, I had to do clothing because I sell clothing. So, obviously, I like it.
Ooh. I'm glad you're the one talking about clothing because I really struggle with like clothing when I'm trying to be sustainable because I feel like it can be so expensive when you want to shop from like the small good quality brands. It can easily be really, really expensive and I want to like acknowledge that. So I'm glad you're the one talking about it.
Yeah.
Hopefully you're touching on that.
I don't really usually buy, like there's so many amazing people out there that make clothes by hand. But typically they are pretty expensive and I don't really have money for that currently in my life. But if you do, that's amazing.
Because they deserve every penny that they're probably charging you.
Yeah.
But if you don't, if you're like us and don't have like $200 to spend on maybe one article of clothing. I couldn't think of the word clothing.
One piece of clothes.
If you're like us and don't have $200 laying around to spend on one article of clothing.
So you can buy stuff on eBay. I found that eBay is a great place to find vintage clothes for not too much money. And a lot of sellers, you can place bids. So if someone outbids you, then someone outbids you. But you might be able to get something for a pretty good price. You can look at the reviews, like if they have good reviews, then you know they're a good seller. And also Depop. I buy a lot of stuff off Depop. Like right now, there's tons of sales going on.
And a lot of the times you can buy something off Depop that still has the tags on it.
Yeah. You can buy new or vintage clothes off Depop. It is hard to find like good sellers when you first probably get the app. But once you follow enough people that you really like, it gets easier to find good stuff. There's also Poshmark. I don't really use Poshmark, but I know a lot of people do. And then there's also thrifting. There's flea markets. Antique stores have clothes, estate sales. And also at Goodwill, if you didn't know this, Sunday is dollar day. So whatever tags, there's like 4 or 5 different colored tags and they pick like 2 of them. And those tags are $1 on Sunday. So whatever article of clothing has them, it's only $1.
This Sunday or on Sundays?
On every Sunday.
Ooh, I'm off this Sunday. I usually work every Sunday. Maybe I'll go to Goodwill.
So you can get good clothes if you take the time to look. It's more time consuming than just going on like Urban Outfitters or something or Zara and buying something. But if you really care, then you will take the extra time. And you get unique pieces that no one else has. And if they're vintage and they've lasted this long, then you know they're good quality.
Yeah, I mean, you definitely have to be committed to the digging. I know I'm like very impatient and I really don't like shopping in general. I'm very not good with like the commitment. And whenever I go somewhere with Rachel, if it's a thrift store or Goodwill, after 20 minutes, I'll be like, okay, I'm ready to go. And she's like, not ready yet. But then she always finds stuff that I'm like, where was that? I didn't see that. And it's because I literally just glazed over the store with my eyes like one time. So you got to be committed.
Yeah. You're like that even at the mall.
I don't like shopping. It is overwhelming and I don't like it.
Yeah. I mean, good thing that you can find a lot of good stuff online. But
remember that one year when we were like teenagers and we were looking for One Direction concert outfits and I started crying in Forever 21 because I just was having a panic attack.
Yeah, I was like,
I just like Rachel to dress me. That's my ideal life, is for Rachel to quit her job and come live here and dress me every day.
Yeah, that'd be nice if I got paid to do that.
Maybe one day someone will pay you to be their stylist. I'd pay you if I had enough money. My last one that I have is a produce box that you can send somebody, or like a meal delivery kit. There's lots of them that are more eco-friendly than like HelloFresh or Blue Apron. I know that last Christmas my mom got my boyfriend and I a month's worth of HelloFresh, and I actually really, really liked it. I loved not having to go to the grocery store. I loved not having to really waste ingredients, but I know it's still not the most, like there's so many things just like that that are just more eco-friendly, more sustainable. And I know that it's also trendy now to get like produce boxes sent to you that is like the imperfect produce that no one else wants, I guess, and so you get it for like a discount. And when I say imperfect, like a weirdly shaped squash or something.
Isn't there a company called Imperfect Produce?
There's so many, but it's just like vegetables and things like that that are weird, that there's something
they're
wrong
not
with them.
Pretty enough that, to be displayed.
They're not pretty enough, literally, and they taste exactly the same. So I went through again a list on the Good Trade, and I picked the cheapest ones. There's so many, like you'd be shocked to see how many imperfect produce subscriptions you can get. This one is called Misfits Market, and there's a $30 order minimum, $30, boom, done. Farm fresh to you, that starts at, oh, it's a pre-made box, and it ranges from $30 to $100. Farm to people, those subscription boxes start at $25. So that's like if you have a foodie that loves to cook, send them a produce box. Or I don't have the list in front of me of the meal delivery services that are alternatives to HelloFresh, but that is also on the Good Trade. We can link in the show notes. Again, like Rachel said, maybe you know a couple that just got an apartment. Maybe you know a couple that work, or anyone that works a lot and doesn't really have time to grocery shop. I think that's a great gift idea.
Yeah, you're saving them money because they have to buy that stuff anyway.
And you're saving them time, and you're sending them apparently the things that nobody else wants if you get the imperfect produce boxes.
They still taste the same, they just look uglier.
Oh no, I do have one more, but it's short. It's just something I got recently. I got it just from a boutique that we were in when I was in New York City, but you can get it on lots of different websites, just do your research. But I just bought the beeswax wrap that I've been wrapping my food in.
Mm-hmm.
I've been getting like so many comments on it at work, like, oh, what is that? Or it's so cute or whatever. And I use it a lot for my sandwiches, or I like cover, like if I need to cover a bowl instead of like covering it with plastic and putting it in the fridge, I'll cover it with the beeswax wrap. And there's so many different patterns and colors out there. Just like get a cute little pack. It is kind of pricey. Like I think a pack with just a few sheets is like $30. But like think about how much, like you can literally just keep rinsing them off and reusing them for, I think, up to a year.
Yeah, that's really nice. I have something similar. Well, I guess it's a lid, but it's a silicone lid that's like stretchy, mm-hmm. and it comes in all different sizes, so you don't have to use the plastic wrap and the tin foil.
Yeah,
you just stick that on whatever
bowl. I love
bowl.
Things like that. I want to get one for I want to get one that fits our cat food, like one of the silicone just lids for it, because we will give him half of a can at a time, and I need to stop putting plastic on it. I want to get one of those just like silicone lids. That's a great, I think, if for somebody, a kitchen gift.
Yeah, my aunt has those. They're like little plastic lids that fit right over it.
Just maybe a stocking stuffer, if you will. But beeswax wrap, look it up.
There's so many good things out there.
Ooh, and the beeswax is a preview of one of the interviews we have coming up. little teaser for you.
Yeah, there's so many cool gifts out there. It's overwhelming. I'm the type of person that when I think about giving gifts, I just don't even know what to do, because it's,
yeah,
where to even start.
And I'm at a phase in my life where I don't even have that many people on my list now, and I feel like just as you get older, more and more people get added, and like you're obligated to give more and more people gifts. So if that gives you anxiety and you're feeling uninspired and you don't know what to get, I really, really hope this helped.
Yeah.
Even just doing this research helped me so much. So
I know. You realize like how much cool stuff is out there. If we all do our parts to just be a little more conscious about what we buy and support small businesses, buy stuff that's a little bit more eco-conscious, buy used stuff, recycle things. You know, there's so much stuff out there. You really don't need to continue to buy new stuff all the time.
Plus, quality over quantity. Okay, I know you want to get the person you love like a million things, but sometimes just a few really good quality things that will last a long time, that you know came from a good source, that you know that they'll really love. That is way more important than like maybe like a pile of stuff, you know?
Yeah, and stuff they actually want. Like, I feel like a lot of people, they just buy those like gift things you see in Marshalls, like your typical stuff that people buy for gifts. And it's just like, okay, does that person actually need that? If you just spend a little longer thinking about, okay, what is this person really like? Like, what do they use a lot? And stuff like that, I think you can buy a lot more thoughtful gifts.
Ooh, I forgot to even say this. Last year for Christmas, I made my own candles and I gave them to everyone. I made two and gave them to each of my grandparents, and then I made one for my aunt, and I made them myself, and it was really, really fun. So there's an option. Maybe you don't have time for that, but if you do, it was really, really fun.
Yeah, making your own candles. That's cool.
All I did, I mean, I did have to melt the wax on my stove, and I made a huge mess, so just be neater than I was. But look up, maybe if you don't want to spend a lot of money, some of the small businesses are too pricey for you. There's always something that you can make. Go to Michael's and Michael's will tell you what you can make. I feel like I just went to Michael's one day and there was like the beeswax and it was like meant to make your own candles with. And that inspired me, you know?
All right. Well, I hope that you got a little inspired by listening to this. Maybe you will be able to use one of these gift ideas to get something special for a special someone.
Yes, I hope that these lists inspired you, and don't wait till the last minute, because that's when you turn to Amazon.
And there's always small businesses near you, I'm sure, that you can go to. So it's not as complicated as it seems. Oh, also, I am going to make a document, a Google Doc, with all of our favorite stores with like links and everything, so you can have it and like know where what we're talking about, because I'm sure you're going to forget all those stores that we mentioned. So yeah, I hope that's helpful too. We'll release that when we release the episode.
Yes, we're going to be back before Christmas, so I don't want to say Merry Christmas, but 'tis the season, y'all.
I hope y'all had a happy Thanksgiving.
I hope you all threw up in your hometown bars. Just kidding. I'm saying that like it's so specific, like it happened to me, but it didn't.
Also, my computer's about to die, so we got to go.
You know what I hate?
Oh my God. Let's wrap it up. My computer is actually about to die.
It is my pet peeve when people say Happy Turkey Day. That's all. Stop saying that.
I'm so glad you told me that. Like, that really changed my life. All right.
Okay. Happy Friday. Happy weekend. We are so excited for season 3. It's going to be amazing. And
go spend time with your loved ones. Okay. Goodbye. Good night.
See you next Friday.
Bye.